And this is the third Dhamma talk of a series of Dhamma talks we are doing on Noble Eightfold Path. For those who are joining us for the first time, let me summarize what we have discussed so far in our previous talks on this topic. After reaching enlightenment, Buddha gave his first sermon in a place called Deer Park in Isipatana or Varanasi. He was addressing five of his old friends with whom he was meditating previously. They're serious yogis who had dedicated their lives fully for the search of truth and enlightenment. So in his first sermon, in the Buddha's first sermon to these five ascetics, Buddha expounded the heart of the teachings called Chaturarya Satya, or Four Noble Truths. And some of you have studied it, some of you already know. How would an enlightened, transformed, pure Buddha mind see the nature of life? See the nature of existence, nature of suffering. The fourth noble truth is the path or Magga in Pali. This is also called middle path or Majjhima Patipada. We have already discussed the first three steps of the Noble Eightfold Path: harmonious perspective, harmonious thought, and harmonious speech. In our last session, we discussed harmonious speech. Today, we are going to discuss the fourth and fifth steps of the Noble Eightfold Path: harmonious action, Samma Kammanta, and harmonious livelihood, Samma Ajiva. We also discussed in our previous sessions the word Samma, which is commonly translated as right, and why I have chosen to use the word harmonious instead of right. And I hope you understand that I often use the word harmonious, and sometimes I also may translate it as right. We are discussing the Noble Eightfold Path not only as essential steps towards spiritual transformation and enlightenment, we are also discussing how you can apply them into your daily life while living a normal, busy life of a layman. The fourth factor in the path to liberation or enlightenment, is harmonious action. As I said, commonly translated as right action. Buddha, explaining the harmonious action, says, "Monks, what is harmonious action? abstaining from killing life or taking life, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconduct or unchastity. This is called harmonious action. We all know action means doing something, isn't it? But here, harmonious action is about not doing bad things, or about abstaining from harmful, hurtful, destructive behavior. Harmonious action is about moral discipline. A moral discipline is essential if you want to live a good life and continue to grow spiritually. All your actions have consequences. Consequences come to you in many ways. When you do bad things, you can lose self-respect, credibility, and legitimacy. And that can make life difficult for you. It is hard to like bad people. I know so many people who live miserable, unhappy lives because of their past immoral, bad behavior. Immoral bad behavior has devastating psychological consequences as well. There are so many people who are suffering from what I call guilt pain because they have done bad things. Those who live with guilt are stressed and anxious. Some of them are even depressed. I have spoken to so many people in my private counseling sessions who are silently suffering because of their past bad actions. Some people are depressed. Some people are miserable and live in pain. Mental torture produced by guilt can take away the joy of life, sometimes forever. Being mentally ill. Your bad behavior can cause negative psychological impact on you, which eventually contribute to unhappiness and emotional suffering. So that is why harmonious action or right action has such a significance, because when you are mentally distressed or depressed and emotionally in pain, you are distracted from your path. When your behavior is moral, harmonious and wholesome, you're naturally rewarded with a sense of peace and mental stability. And such people can make progress with their meditation more easily, often get very good results. Don't you think that this is a good time for you to look at yourself closely? Look at your own behavior and see where you need to change or make positive adjustments. Is your behavior causing pain to somebody that you know? When you spiritually mature, you have no power to do bad things. Your behavior changed naturally. You know why? Because you see so clearly how your behavior becomes your best friend or worst enemy. When you spiritually mature, you can see how your own bad behavior causes you pain and emotional turmoil, and good behavior brings you comfort and peace. So as you spiritually mature, you naturally change in positive ways. So please make an effort daily to clean up your bad actions for the sake of long-term peace, stability, and fulfillment in life. It's also good for you to take time to listen to those who are hurt by your actions. In our daily interactions with people, our actions disturb others, cause suffering to others. So it's important for you to take time to listen to those who are hurt by your actions. And also to be honest, or to become honest in accepting your own wrongdoing and hurtful behavior. If you are in denial, and if you are defensive, every time when you fail to accept your own wrongdoings, you are letting yourself down. You're losing an opportunity to learn and become stronger. Because we need to understand our own weaknesses in order to overcome them. And those who are hurt by us are the best people to show us our own bad behavior and help us to become aware and take action to change ourselves. But that is only if you take them positively. When people criticize you because they are hurt by your actions, don't attack them as your enemies. That's what many people do, don't they? Embrace them as your angels who can liberate you. Sometimes people are so hurt by your behavior, the way they point out the wrongdoings come in very harsh ways. Because when people are hurt, it is very difficult for them to explain things to you lovingly and kindly. So you have to understand that as well. So embrace them as your angels who can liberate you. I'm not joking here. Please try it. You will be amazed by the results. Because every time when you stop to reflect on a criticism of somebody, especially of your behavior or of your actions, you can learn something about yourself. That can motivate you to change. Let's look at the three kinds of behavior that Buddha recommended to you, especially to give up in order to live in harmony and with others and make progress with the spiritual journey. There are three types of actions or kinds of actions that are part of the harmonious action. We call it Panatipata, Adinnadana, and Kame Sumichachara. Now, first one is abstaining from killing. And it is the first precept of the five precepts in Buddhism, that we call Panchasila. Each living being is on a journey from birth to death. You cannot and you have no right to interrupt and end a life of another human being or living being for any reason. If you do, you get entangled in a negative karmic web with that particular person or being, and the consequences are not going to be pretty. Think how frightening you would be if someone tried to kill you. Think of it for a moment. Every living being fears death, especially fear getting killed by someone. It does not matter how small or big they are. All living beings, even the smallest insects, I have met many people who have killed people. And some of you might be surprised. I was doing a program called Prison Ministries in the US prisons for many years. And I visited many prisons. Often I would meet people who are there for life, for killing. I had one-on-one sessions with some of them. Very often I would have them, these one-on-one sessions. It is clear they all will suffer for the rest of their lives. It is clear that emotional rage, turmoil, distress will make it very hard for them to make any progress on their spiritual journey. Not only in prison, I have also met outside the prison people who have killed others. In Kenya also I can name few. Not only kill one person, but have killed many people. So, in a way, the first precept, abstaining from killing beings, is a commitment to practice compassion. Compassion for all living beings. When your actions are harmonious, you let other people around you to live in harmony. You give them the gift of peace, the gift of freedom. Living a harmonious life with harmonious action is living a spiritual life. The second aspect of harmonious action is called adinna dana. And those who are familiar with prior precepts, and you know what it means. Adinna dana, taking what is not given, which means stealing. Instead of earning something through wholesome means, you acquire them through manipulation or by crooked ways. When you steal something from someone, you also steal peace of mind of the person who owns it. I'm sure you can understand when you recollect your own personal experiences. What is the first thing you experience when you practice, when you notice that someone has stolen your money or anything else? Do you feel happy? You get emotionally distressed and very unhappy. Every time you steal something, you end up causing suffering to someone. When you cause suffering to others through intentional actions, spiritually, you go backward because you can't take steps forward by stepping on others, causing pain and suffering to the others. So you spiritually go backwards and you cannot make true progress on the path to your happiness and liberation. When consequences of bad karma reaches you, eventually, it can only bring you suffering and pain. Harmonious action, or to refrain from stealing, is about cultivating the virtue of honesty. Because if you are dishonest, it's easier for you to steal, take things that are not given, or not willing to rightfully earn it. Dishonest people are unhappy people, and you know that. Because dishonesty is connected to our emotions, and it can trigger all kinds of complicated emotional issues. I speak very often to people who are hurt by their own dishonesty, who are living in pain due to their own dishonest acts. who are trapped in the pain of their dishonesty. That is why Buddha recommends us to strive diligently to practice moral virtues, integrate them into our daily lives. If you can't earn something, you can obtain it by asking. And get it with permission. Sometimes I think it is honorable to be a beggar, and it is true, rather than a thief. So next time you see a beggar on the street, you can see honorable person, because he's not stealing. As a monk, I had to ask people all the time, all kinds of things. I'm so used to informing people of my needs. Let them choose what they want to give, when they want to give, how they want to give. And third aspect of harmonious action is called kame sumichachara. Abstaining from sexual misconduct. This is one of the single most common cause of suffering. This is relevant and useful subject. I think it is worth exploring it in detail and understand how this virtue could be cultivated in daily life. Since Elana has told me to be mindful of time and give enough time for people to ask questions, I think it will be good for us to start from the third precepts our next session. And since we are out of time today, let's keep it for the next session. I hope you are not disappointed. Your life is a miraculous blessing. Your life as a human is a rare chance in this long journey of samsara. As we understand, it is rare to be born as a sane, conscious human being. So take advantage of these blessings, especially the blessings of your life, and strive diligently to bring the best of you to each day. Buddha's teaching is the path for you. It's a path to make this journey of life joyful and spiritually nurturing one. So, part of your spiritual practice is waking up every day and choosing positive, wholesome, harmonious thoughts, words, and actions, and integrate them into daily life. While you're involved in all these, all the activities, daily activities in the day, how you interact with other people, how you treat others, how you respond to others, is part of your spiritual journey. When you do it mindfully, consciously, positively, harmoniously, normal daily activities can nurture you. Actually, if you are a spiritual person, as you spiritually mature, you get less and less stressed. And eventually, you will see that there is no reason to get stressed about anything. There is no reason to be stressed about anything. And so you begin to feel confident and you're more emotionally grounded. Instead of blindly reacting, you will be able to choose positive responses. So make an effort in every day to integrate these moral principles and see how you can become a stronger person, how you become a happier person, how you can become a more spiritual person as you make progress. So may you all find wisdom, mental clarity, and courage within you, so that you can live a harmonious and spiritually fulfilling life. May the blessings of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha be with you all.